Welcome to the Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, and we are together again. Welcome, friends. Today is the day to be your best self, okay, to embrace your best life and to know that you have the capacity to step into that role as the intentional author of your destiny, okay? So with the technology of faith consciousness and the understandings of everything that is here for our support right now, you now have the capacity to move from being a victim of your history to the author of your destiny. Now, I want to welcome today our guest co-host, Reverend Shari Hill, is here with us. Thanks, Shari,
for being with us today. Thank you so much for the invite.
Mm.
I am loving being in this space. The energy is full and high. I'm loving it. Thank you so much.
Mm. Absolutely. So glad to have you here. And we know that you are all about that high-flying frequency.
Yeah, yes.
And
yes.
That's what we are. That's what this conversation is about.
It's been a full, beautiful day with you.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. So, friends, we were on the Good Morning Lake Norman show this morning. So we were on the mic on that drive time show. So we've been doing a little bit of transmitting today, being that vessel of transmission, right?
Yes.
So let's, you know what, let's just start by everybody take a little reset breath, just wherever you are, in your car, in your kitchen, in the, you know, picking up the kids from school, whatever you're doing, just take a deep breath right now.
Yes.
Let's get centered. Feel yourself in this physical body. Mm. Remember it as your temporary home away from home. Okay?
Your temporary home
away from home.
That's
what
that's
this
a nice
body
reminder.
Is. Okay? You came in, you left home and came to this.
Oh, yes.
And then we're dwelling in this place for a time, having fun and games and sometimes playing like cops and robbers, good guy, bad guy, you know, ups and downs, oh, good things, horrible things. It's all part of the game.
Part of the game, yes.
We are advancing, growing, and knowing that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, not the other way around.
Yes, yes.
Isn't it? So first and foremost, that right there is enough to change your entire experience of life. When you remember, when you realize, when you put on real eyes and know yourself as an eternal spiritual being who is here having a human experience, when you understand yourself as being an ambassador from heaven, an extension of that which we call God, everything changes.
Everything absolutely changes, right?
You know? And so when we see life through that lens, I say this a lot. I like to remember back on that big event. 2022 is the year where the Nobel Prize was awarded to three scientists who scientifically showed essentially, okay, we're just kind of paraphrasing, we're wrapping up some complex scientific understandings to lay talk. But essentially, it is that your experience of reality is there because of the lens you are seeing through, okay? And that there is no objective reality. So we've taken the observer effect, and that's been around for a while. Scientifically,
right.
We know that the person watching the experience is influencing it as they watch. So the outcome is going to be different according to who's doing the watching because they have different lenses on. They have different expectations.
That's right.
And so when you bring that understanding further, and that's what these scientists did in 2022, it really changes your relationship to this world, your reality, and how you experience it. Now, we're going to relate that to the teachings of faith consciousness, all right? Faith consciousness is the third era of the human journey on planet Earth. It started with polarity consciousness and our experience in that consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're in that frequency range, life comes at me.
Mm.
life happens to me.
To me,
it's
right.
I'm just here trying to survive.
I'm the victim.
Or hopefully outsmart what it's going to do to me next.
Right, right.
You know, hopefully I can, you know, escape life's next tricks that are going to pop up for me unawares, all right? Now, the second level, the second layer, the second era we call Christ consciousness.
Christ consciousness,
okay?
Right. Yes.
So we go polarity consciousness is that first one. That's where, you know, in the book of Genesis, it talks about partaking, Adam and Eve, the beginnings of humanity, partaking of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Yes, the duality.
Yes. So we go from one with God, one with divine, unconditional love, everything's good, no shame, no blame, we're all lovingly happy. Then we eat the fruit of this tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens when you eat something? Okay, you know what they say? You are what you eat.
Right, right.
Okay, so we became what we ate.
Mm.
Suddenly, and it's perfect that the story is told in that way. We imbibed upon and had become, even the cells in our bodies, polarity consciousness.
Polarity.
Which means, ta-da! Brand new lens of looking at life and experiencing ourselves and God.
Yes.
Okay? So what happens? They partake of the fruit and all of a sudden, I don't have any clothes on. So they're grabbing stuff up. God looks down and goes, hang on, who told you you were naked? Right? Or that, you know, and what does that even mean? Who told you there's something to be embarrassed about?
Embarrassed about,
Why are you feeling shame?
Shame and guilt. And,
So we
the separation.
But understand, that tree was created for a reason.
Come on.
Right?
Yes.
Who made that tree?
Yes, yes.
Hello?
Yes.
And who plopped us right there in that
the midst
garden?
Of it.
And here is the tree. So we also have a story to start creating in our own mind and experience a deep sense of separation.
Right.
Okay? Because you know what? That was what was appropriate and necessary for our first level experience on planet Earth, all right? We're infants as consciousness. We're brand new on this planet, and there's this beautiful long journey that's coming, and we have moved into the beginnings with this new lens that says good and bad, light and dark, near and far.
That's good.
Tall and short.
The contrast, yes.
Yeah, all of these. And guess what? We were required to have that.
That experience,
to have a free will zone.
Yes.
Okay, there is no free will if there's nothing to choose between.
Right.
If there's not a this versus
that,
there's no choice.
That's right.
Okay, so this was perfectly part of the plan, because the plan was to go through this experience of having free will. Okay, so we're going to take a break in a moment, and when we come back, we're going to start continuing that story and how all of this applies to your world today and how you can move from victim of your history to author of your destiny. That's what we're doing on Faith Consciousness Radio.
We love that.
And we're back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, and guest host today with us is Reverend Shari Hill, moving into our role as soul. You are the creator.
I love that. Your role as soul.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
What we came here for.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to recap that little first comment that was made about these bodies. This is our home away from home. I'm not just talking about planet Earth. I'm talking about the physical body you live in.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you know, the Bible calls it the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And you are a Holy Spirit too, okay? So, the Holy Spirit is what I call the presence of God here on Earth.
Right.
You know, Jesus said, I have to go so that the Holy Spirit can be here with you. That Jesus was like this kind of focused consciousness in this one place type of thing. Holy Spirit is like everywhere. God as a field on the planet.
Right.
Okay? And so that's how I relate to that anyway. But this temple, this body is our home away from home. And when we leave it, we are going back to our real home, right?
That's the truth.
Okay, we're not just camping out, but
and everything home base. That you were sharing earlier just allowed us to have so much power back, to get our power back,
yeah.
to know that we're don't have to be the victims. We can rewrite the story.
Exactly, exactly. Yes. So let's continue that. I just love doing a little recap. So we started with level one of that frequency range, okay? Mm-hmm. So that vibrational frequency range of consciousness, that lowest level, we are victims. We perceive ourselves as powerless, and life is coming at us. We don't feel like we have much say about what's going on, okay? It's just a matter of, how do I survive that? How do I prepare myself for the next worst case scenario that might happen? So when we're in that state, we're all about predicting the future. Mm. Now, friends, can I repeat that? When we are predicting, when we're all focused on trying to figure out, plan ahead, and predict what's going to happen, wherever you're at in your journey, you are in polarity consciousness that says, I'm a victim because I need to know what's going to happen I can
prepare.
Yes.
And fend off.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. And a lot of times try to manipulate what's going on to be ready. Okay. Right. There's a bit of survival mode in that. You see, that's our lowest energy center called the root chakra. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're in survival. So again, we partook of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then you are what you eat. So we ate that. We became that in our physical bodies, and our own neurology got wired for near versus far, high versus low, good versus bad, scary versus easy.
Right, that duality, that contrast.
Yes. And I love this. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's, we kind of dove ourselves into a warring type of consciousness with these opposite poles.
Right.
And also, the perfect consciousness range to be in to dive fully into free will without having these opposite poles and all the different in-betweens that show up.
Yes.
There's no choice. There's just oneness, divine, God, love. That's just heaven, okay? You know what? We came down to have an adventure beyond heaven.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And to evolve through that, to grow and mature.
We get to grow and mature, right.
You know what it reminds me of? Those young people who decide that they want to become Navy SEALs and they go into that Navy SEAL training. Do you know that there are some lives lost going through that training?
I'm sure.
It is that intense that you are going to risk your life, okay? And I'm talking a lot of suffering and hardship going through that grueling training for what outcome? To become a special forces agent, to shift from an average, ordinary human being into something very, very evolved with high-level skill sets that your normal human would never have. Okay, here we are doing planet Earth training to become special forces agents as souls. Are here to evolve powerfully. And yes, we are subjecting ourselves now unwittingly, okay? A lot of times here we are in these bodies thinking, I would never, ever.
Right.
But we've allowed ourselves to come up against grueling circumstances here. I'm talking as souls, not as humans, okay? Mm-hmm. As a soul, as an eternal being that can never be harmed or die. Okay, we are here going through that and advancing and growing even through our darkest moments, and especially through our darkest moments, we are.
You know, when you're sharing that, the first thing that comes to mind for me is the resistance that we put up sometimes to go through that process, and how much you're trying to avert going through that process and how much energy that takes.
Doesn't it?
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
Success coach Tony Robbins talks about how an enormous amount of energy that virtually all humans spend trying to avoid pain.
Isn't it something?
Trying to not suffer.
Oh. Right?
So we do. We spend
but in
a lot
the process, we're suffering.
Yeah.
That's exactly. The thing. What we're looking to avoid, we wind up putting ourselves through anyway.
Yes.
A different level or a different type. Mm-hmm. But what you find is that you're still suffering through it.
Well, mm-hmm. even that resistance in
the
and
resistance,
of itself
right.
really comes from what, you know, what's the root of all that?
The
is fear.
Fear.
Fear. Fear of suffering. Mm-hmm. Fear
leads
of pain.
Leads to suffering.
You know?
Yeah.
So in the work that I do, we have a breath method called SRI, or somatorespiratory integration. Stage one is suffering.
Wow.
So it's not that we're creating suffering. We're bringing ourselves into a state that allows to acknowledge and breathe into sometimes nothing seems to work.
Mm.
And just give that a voice. Suffering consciousness can be stored in the physical body and cause tension patterns and lots of disruptions in our flow of health and energy just by all that resistance being clogged in there and stuck.
And that's what most people don't realize, that we have that energy just stuck inside ourselves.
Isn't yeah. that the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't. And so when you do that type of breath work, it's called somatorespiratory integration.
Okay.
You can actually allow a space for that suffering consciousness to be present without any resistance.
Mm.
Just saying, it's kind of unspoken, but this is what it is. Sometimes life feels really hard. Sometimes I feel powerless. And that's okay. Okay, you see?
Yes.
So when we can be with and allow and not be all about, I got to get away from feeling powerless mm-hmm. in every way, shape, and form. I'm going to escape that. When we can go, sometimes I feel powerless. Sometimes life doesn't seem to work, right? Sometimes it feels like nothing works. And give a voice to that, it's like that suffering consciousness can finally be exhaled.
Right. And it feels like you're creating a space
mm-hmm.
to allow.
Yeah.
To just observe and then see what opens up, what potentials are available.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then that energy is no longer locked
right.
in the body, and we're not holding that resistance and fear.
Yes.
You know, they say what we resist, we persist.
We persist. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. You're feeding.
So anyway, that lowest level of consciousness that we stepped into and we partook of that fruit and we got into this free will zone that necessarily has poles, okay, we then start to move forward in our evolutionary journey and evolve through even the suffering at that lowest level. Eventually, when we've suffered long enough, we begin to remember our own suffering when we see it in somebody else.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
That means when we remember that, we begin to tap into like
empathy right.
and compassion because we're like, oh, I felt like that before.
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the beginnings of a whole new level of consciousness that we call Christ consciousness. This is where we move into compassion and forgiveness. Not just brutal revenge, retaliation, and punishment, right? We feel like, you know, I'm not in control of my life. In fact, you know, a lot of things are happening that I have no power over at all, but I am able to see from a higher place. It feels like life is happening for me, right? We don't feel fully empowered, but there's a transition here where we are beginning to have less resistance to what is and believe for something more than what we see.
That's
and
good.
Say, I can forgive.
That forgiveness is key.
Right.
That is so much power in that. And again, that's the release again. Yes.
Well, isn't it? And when we begin to understand that forgiveness is a gift to ourselves.
Yes.
Because resentment will kill us. Right? I mean,
the first thing
it assassinates is our joy. You know, when we are eaten up with bitterness and resentment, there's no joy.
That's what I was going to say. You see people suffer and have given up living, in their fullness because they're so busy trying to attack someone else inwardly, but they're attacking themselves.
Right.
Yes.
Well, and you know, in their mind, they're not attacking themselves.
No.
But it's harming.
In reality,
it's harming
yes.
us when we're just seething.
Yes.
You know, and we're robbing ourselves of our joy. Now, mind you, this is not to discredit the validity of pain and suffering,
right?
It is not to say you should never feel pain. In fact, there's a lot of incredible hardship in life and in this world that we necessarily, if we're being real, true, and open in our experience, we're gonna have times of real suffering, okay? And this is about having compassion for that, not invalidating, but allowing those feelings, and then... Yeah, reaching for something more.
I love that. Reaching for something more.
That first transition is to say, something more is happening here. Yes. Life is happening for me.
Right.
Stay tuned. We'll return in just a few moments. And we're back. Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie and Shari Hill joining today as a guest co-host.
Glad to be here with you today.
It's been wonderful.
Yes.
So we're continuing that conversation about this evolutionary journey. Mm-hmm. We dove down into these little camping tents called human bodies.
I love that.
While we're journeying on the journey, this is our home away from home.
Yes. Right?
And that first level is life happens to me. We're feeling a bit victimized. We don't feel engaged with our power. Life happens for me is level two, Christ consciousness.
Yes. Okay.
So I want to talk about that a bit today. Of course, mm-hmm. the highest level is faith consciousness. We're going to go further into that next show. But let's talk a bit about this transitional stage called Christ consciousness. So in that place, this is where we begin to awaken our hearts, okay? This is where Jesus came bringing a new message and frequency that was in complete contradiction to the Old Testament.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, of course, he was rejected by the church because everything he was saying was antithesis of how it had been. God's word and plan was perceived as it was in that first era as very judgmental, punishment and retaliation. This was the polarity consciousness era.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, some of this outside-in morality, including the Ten Commandments and all these rules and regulations that were in the Old Testament, were helping to keep an infancy consciousness race alive.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You don't deal with an infant and a toddler at the same level of reasoning mm-hmm. as you do a 12 or 15 year old.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So, I mean, Shari, you're a parent. I mean, what does that look like? Parenting, the difference between how you would teach a baby or a toddler compared to a pubescent or, you know, teenage.
And that's true. It's actually what you've seen is that you had guardrails up. You had training wheels up. It's like there are certain things you needed to have in place for their safety, so to speak, to help give them some guidelines on how to do this so that when they are older and mature, they may have a way to do it on their own. Without me having to say, okay, don't go that far. You don't want to eat this. You know, don't put your finger here because it's going to get cut off or get electrocuted. You know, so there are things you put in place to keep them safe.
But I mean, when someone is 1.5,
right,
they can't really reason. Like, can I explain to you the reason why
exactly.
you can't do this?
That? Right.
You know what I mean? There's something that gives them some sort of enforcement that says don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go stand in the corner or whatever it is that sets up some memory that says, when this happens,
there's a consequence.
There's a consequence and I don't like it.
Right.
So even before I can rationally think through and go, yeah, mom said, don't do this because if I do, there's heat or there's electricity and it might harm my body. You know, no.
Right.
I just remember that I suffered consequences I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do that at a more primal level, I'm saying, because we're kind of not even at that level of being able to converse,
right,
and so on. So now I want to turn in another direction right now. Part of the teachings of faith consciousness include the technology of faith.
I love that.
Okay,
yes.
And there is so much available today, and it's growing rapidly, just like AI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a guest caller who is a specialist in some energy technology that I want to just bring on the air and have a wee chat with because it's pertinent to this conversation.
That's awesome.
Hello, Sunny. Thank you so much for being with us today on Faith Consciousness Radio.
It's my pleasure to join you, Leslie.
Yeah, well, we're so glad to have you. And Sunny, I know we've only spoken briefly. Your reputation precedes you, as does the reputation of some of these amazing technologies that you are utilizing at your center that seem to be changing some people's lives. Can you talk a little bit about these technologies, you know, overall, and then pick out your favorite to let us know a bit more about?
Okay, well, Overall, we deal with frequency. We use energy and frequency. We don't use any kind of drugs. We don't use anything invasive. Everything deals with frequency.
Mm-hmm.
We have several different ways of being able to use it because the body is energy.
Yes.
And frequency is actually the language of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So everything has its own frequency. And when you get it to get to return to it, its normal signature frequency of health, it's well, and it can heal itself. We have several ways of doing that. We have our vortex room, which is a scalar field in which we have a great many of energy frequencies in that. We have literally over 600 frequencies, over 78 programmed frequencies in that. Your body is intelligent. It knows what's going on. It knows what's wrong with it. It knows what it needs. And when it's dealing at a frequency level, it can take what it needs and just ignore everything else. So it will take what is necessary to help its highest priority, which is usually the causation of causing different problems.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have other ways. We have both Rife and plasma that are stronger ways of delivering frequencies for specific purposes. We customize those programs to each person or to each person's needs, and with plasma being the strongest. And then because of the fact that sometimes to deal with complicated situations like cancer and a few others, it takes a number of different programs and a different sequence. And so a person can be in our center for 3, 4, 5 hours if they're just dealing with plasma or Rife. But when we have a plasma bed, that we have 3 plasma machines and 3 Rife machines, we can handle between 3 to 6 hours of plasma and Rife treatments all at one time within an hour and a half.
Wow. So, oh, just real quick, do you mind just giving a little blurb about what is plasma? That sounds like liquid to me. Are we like in some kind of a tank?
Plasma is actually, it is something that... it's an energy. When you have, we have an energy ball, a glass ball, or a glass tube that are filled with specialized gases. When the electricity sparks that, it throws off ions that go deep into your system, and we can piggyback that with frequencies. And so, it is actually electronic ions carrying frequencies deep into the body. And that's the plasma.
Fascinating. Fascinating. So I must interject. I'm going to remind the listeners here now, you folks have heard me talk about my spontaneous remission or my instantaneous, quote, healing of a breast cancer situation last year. And I was on my 5th session of one of these energy technology machines that was blending multiples at once, as Sunny is describing to you. And one of those was the Rife frequencies and a Tesla coil. So I was on my 5th session of those things when I had a profound experience in my body, mind, and energy field, in my consciousness. I'll never forget it. And I felt then changes had happened in my physical body at the end of that session. And just a matter of time later, we did tests. The functional medicine doctor, my integrative medical doctor, had post-test done and a new biopsy that showed everything was 100% clear. So I am walking proof and testimony to the effectiveness of these technologies working with energetic frequencies and helping to attune you to another frequency range that is one of health, and illness cannot exist within that.
Yes.
And that's what happened for me. So please, Sonny, go on. Tell us more about what's going on at your center.
Well, the thing is, it's interesting what can be happening when you're dealing with frequencies, because the body, that's how the body functions. The body is energy. It functions at an energetic and frequency level. And we have, with, for instance, with the plasma, with frequencies alone, we can realign your spine because there's a different frequency for each vertebrae. And we've used that very successfully for a number of people. As an example, we had one woman who came in. She was a horseback rider. She owned a horseback riding ranch, and her life was basically in the saddle. She had an accident that messed up three of her lower vertebrae in her back that were really pretty badly messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And when she came to us, she was coming out of 5 months of chiropractic and physical therapy with no help. And they're telling her she may never ride again, which was devastating. She came to us. Within 1 month, we had her riding part-time. Within 2 months, she was riding full-time again.
Wow, how beautiful. So, yes, friends, and you know that I'm a holistic chiropractor myself, but I work energetically now, and what we know is treating the physical is treating the symptom, okay? It's the last thing to express. The energy is what that comes from. Stay tuned, friends. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with Sonny on the line.
If you can hear, or two if you can.
And we're back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, and Shari Hill is in the room.
I'm excited to be here.
And in the conversation. So we've got Sonny still on the line. Are you there, Sonny?
I am.
That is awesome. So glad to be having this conversation with you. I'm going to let the listeners know that your center is the Scalar Health Enhancement Center. Isn't that right?
That's correct, in Kannapolis.
In Kannapolis. So how can people reach you to learn more about these technologies and if they may benefit?
Well, number one, I need to say we are not doctors, and working with frequency is not something that the FDA says is okay. So we have to always say that, let people know where we're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with the frequencies. We've been working with this a long time. We've got a lot of background in it. But so in order to find us, we're scalarhealthenhancement.com, and our phone number is 704-490-5483, and we are open. We're closed on Tuesday and Wednesday. We're open Thursday through Monday, including through the weekend from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Mm. I'm going to be there this Sunday at 6 p.m. I'm looking forward, right, to checking out the center and checking out the community. I think you've got some folks that are speaking this conversation and this language that are hanging out with you guys on the weekends, aren't they? Are you having a little gathering sometimes on Sundays?
Every Sunday night we have a free gathering for people at 6 o'clock. And these are people who are looking for friends of like mind.
We've, nice.
Dealing with the people coming through our center, we've come up across a lot of people who are very lonely because they are raising your vibration. Mm-hmm. They are understanding what's going on, but their families don't agree, or they don't believe, or their friends, yep. Their circles, and they've no one to talk to. And we've had people come in that everybody tells them they're crazy, and they're beginning to wonder if they might be. And so we decided to start a group of people of like mind. It's not structured. It's not a class. It is a social time where we come in, and we talk about, it's a safe place to ask questions, to relate things that they've been going through, to coordinate with other people, to meet people of like mind, and it's become like a family. We have probably about close to 30 people all together, and generally anywhere from 12 to 18 people show up at a time.
Awesome.
So far.
I love
that. Awesome. How lovely. I'm just going to be a voice for that which was for few and far between is beginning to spread.
It is.
Okay. That frequency is beginning to become a little more common,
mm-hmm.
and things. This reminds me of even the journey of the chiropractic profession.
Wow.
Let's say in the late 1800s, chiropractors were imprisoned. They were jailed, really? Absolutely, for practicing medicine without a license. And the American Medical Association was at war with this new chiropractic profession, and chiropractors were made criminals, you know, for doing what they did. Now, look how far things have come. Right. I'm going to say that even 30 years ago,
exactly,
things were not what they are today. Now, chiropractors are being referred to by medical doctors and paid for by insurance companies, and it's all been validated. A lot of times it takes time for the science to catch up, mm-hmm, and for the research to demonstrate the efficacy, and over time, that which used to be way outside the box, mm-hmm, and considered voodoo, witchcraft, or quackery becomes mainstream, and science catches up with it too. If only your everyday folks understood what really quantum physics is talking about. Seriously, your scientists today are knowing things that a lot of people in the population think of as very mystical and unscientific. But in truth, it is absolutely scientific. It just hasn't become mainstream knowledge and awareness yet. Would you agree, Sonny?
Definitely. It wasn't that long ago when, I mean, we still get people who every now and then they say, it's frequency, it's of the devil.
Wow.
But the thing is, the fact is, God gave us our ability to heal ourselves.
Yes. Absolutely.
And he gave us the intellect to start understanding the gifts that he's given us and to understand that frequency and energy is what we operate on and what how we function. And the thing is that, that always runs into the who can make how much of a profit. And those that have the real power are those who are making most of the profit and want to keep it that way. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's what we've been dealing with for a very long time. And I think, I know, I don't know about how much I need to say on the air, but how much I can say on the air, but the whole pandemic thing actually woke open up a lot of people's eyes to the fact that the medical, I'll say, practice was not their friends. It's all about the money and not about the people. Mm-hmm. And they saw that in a lot of ways through the hospitals, through most doctors, things like this. It became a thing about the money. Originally, for a long time ago, people became doctors because they wanted to help people. Mm-hmm. Then it slowly changed. People became doctors to make money. And, I mean, there was a hospital administrator that actually came out and said flat out, our job is not healing people. Our job is to make money. We're a business.
Well, and you said hospital administrator. I love that you said that, because that is someone hired by a system that is a privately owned for-profit business. Mm-hmm. And we are the only country in the world that I'm aware of who has a for-profit healthcare system. Okay? It is a private healthcare system where corporations are responsible to their shareholders to be aiming to make more and more profits, which is not in the patient's highest interest.
Right.
Okay, I have lived for many years in New Zealand. I have seen entirely different medical systems running a whole different way. And I'm blessed to say there are more and more even doctors of higher consciousness. That doctor, that the medical center that I was a part of, had that energy medicine frequency emitting equipment that brought me to the healing of my own cancer. So there are those that are coming in at a higher consciousness. They're just not common, but it is going to spread, because you know what?
Yes, it's happening.
There is an evolutionary journey happening here, and there are souls that are called to bring in a higher consciousness into some low consciousness situations, including systems, including politics, religion, the medical and healthcare system, the media. They're quietly, there's going to be little agents from heaven, souls of higher consciousness whose calling is to begin bringing that higher frequency in and bringing in a new level of consciousness and awareness. So, but I get you. It's been a grueling challenge, hasn't it? Like a battle, hasn't it, Sonny? Really?
That it has.
Yeah.
In actuality, in order to try and get our effectiveness out and trying to help as many people as we can, we don't operate as a for-profit organization. We actually created a spiritual church, and we put our center under the church, and everybody who works there, including my wife and I, who are there full-time, like 60, 80 hours a week, we don't get paid. We live on our Social Security. We're lucky we're able to do that, because all we do is work through the center right now, so we don't have a lot of other expenses, and that helps us keep going. But the fact is that the people who show up to help out in this center are here not for a paycheck, because they're trying to help people.
There we go.
And that's the basis to whole function, why we opened, why we've been here. We've been here over 3 years now. And the whole thing about it is trying to help people get well.
Absolutely. How beautiful. So, Sonny, I just want to thank you and your wife and all the volunteers at your center. I already heard the reputation has preceded you. I already learned about how giving and of service this center is.
That's
and
beautiful.
Helping any and all. So, Sonny, thank you so much. Again, give us the number and the website address for your center.
Okay, the website address is scalarhealthenhancement.com. Mm-hmm. And the phone number is 704-490-5483.
Awesome. Blessings to you, Sonny, and to all that are there at the Scalar Center. Thank you for what you're bringing to the world, and we look forward to having you again on the show in the future.
We appreciate that, and have a wonderful day, and thank you for helping to spread the word.
Absolutely.
That energy is really a reality.
Absolutely. Energy is reality. Friends, our entire reality, and that is old news. Albert Einstein told the world over 100 years ago, this is old news. This is an energetic reality. You want to get to the source of everything in life, you go to that energetic level,
yes,
which also is consciousness. So this is Faith Consciousness Radio, and we are helping people embrace and understand the evolutionary journey that we are on and how you can move from victim of your history to author of your destiny. You can move from that disempowered lowest frequency place that we all started from and walk your way up that vibrational scale through Christ consciousness, where life happens for me. We're not so heavily weighted with that blame game and that sense of guilt and condemnation and blame of others and all that misery. We can move into this higher place of forgiveness and grace, and then ultimately faith consciousness, where, you know what, life happens through me. I can be intentional source. I was created in the image of God, who is a divine creator, and that's what flows through me.
I love it.
Yeah. So bless you. I want to thank Shari Hill with Awaken Charlotte for being with us today.
Yes.
What's the website?
AwakeningCarolina.org.
AwakeningCarolina.org. Friends, I want to remind you, you are never alone. You are loved, you are worthy, and all is well. See you next time.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive. Or into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local, starts here.